Some of them are top line Mishnah.
We did the Mishnah.
We're holding the round on the Mishnah.
Yeah.
The round, top of the page. Person we have in Tevim. Shemer loy ilu ha'yisu yodeya she'osr li'itzar b'shabbos ha'yisu noyder yomer lav matirin ursoy. So that's that you're being with poseya the kabbat of Shabbos or Yomtiv. He's not keeping the kabbat. What?
We did it
some of him and Baker. Yeah. Okay. The next question is that a bit on the whole nether or not? So Rekiba said the rule should call nether shahutim mikloloi is hutakuloi. If you don't love Yushalmi Midiksib, could call Yetumi Piv Yasa. So darshan davka mashma the mashal davka bishakuloi kayim kachol yotzei piv yase. If the whole thing that he's saying is valid, then yase, he has to do it. And if some of it's going to be invalid, then he doesn't have to do any of it. So keta amar kernim sheni nehena lekulchem sehutu echad mehem hutra kulon. Okay, so Lamar b'mishana, Lamar b'maimid k'disa perik dal nadorim. There's a machlokes before, and this din of we're going to be matter it to say it's bottle. Is it talking about that he's one second. The case over there was where it was Abba Binayim. So, and he says if he realized his father was amongst them, he would not have made the netter. So, if he's saying that he would have said a different netter, nusach of the netter totally, so that's a valid bittul on the first netter. But if he would have said the same nusach of the netter, just saying the words kutz mi abba, then you don't say batla misatza batla kuloi. The other one said no, even if you would say he would use the same lashon and just add the words kutz, you say that it's batla. That was a machlokes which we had before. Okay, let's say he said not any nehen of the kulchem, but shen nehen of the zebul is that. He said that this one she also just like that one is usher, and this one she also just like that one is usher. She's tying one to the next. Shemhachi hutra arishon hutra kulon shekulon hayatzuyim arishon, because they tied it. He said it can't not be in a henna from Ruvain, and just like it not be in a henna from Ruvain, it should not be in a henna from Shimon. So Ruvain's mutter, there's no issue to Shimon. And he said Levi should be like Shimon. Well, Shimon's totally in Ruvain. So once we remember Reuven, Levi is also mutter. Hutu Achron, Achron mutter v'kulan asur, and Shereshenam einam sliyim boy. Shenin hen lezek korban tzichem pesel the chol net echod the chol echod chad b'chad havi netter be'api nafshe. Each one's a separate netter. Okay. Okay. Now the next part of the Ran is a little further down. It's closer to the bottom of the page. As he's in cutting Adam Shani Toyim Shayin Radha Mayayim. So they said to him, Miyushin is not bad for the stomach. So who to be Miyushin? Below Pesach Klal. Over here, you don't need to do a process of Hataras Adorim. He says specifically, he's not going to drink wine, which is Rala Me'ayim. Chinam Mehutur B'Kufri, the same thing in the next case, of the case of the Botzel, because they said it's Rala Leiv, they said Kufri is good Leiv. You don't need a Pesach. Below Pesach, Kima Lomiskabman, Me'olam Lomiyushin, or B'Kufri. He never meant to include in it those type of wine, the type of wine which is not bad for you, for your stomach, or the type of onions which are not bad for your heart. Okay. Zot the Gemara. Hutter Hoachrin, Hoachrin Mutter, Bekulam Hasura. Then, in a case where he says, the Zeh Korban, the Zeh Korban, the Mishnah continues and says, then, Tzirim Pesach L'chol Echad V'Echad. So, Mantana, that says the only time it's considered independent and distinct statements is when you say Lezek Korban, Lezek Korban. Each one has its own word of Korban. So, Mantana, Marava, Rav Shimon, Damar Achayam, Rishua, Lechol Echad Ve'Echad. So we have this in Kedushin, we have this in Shavuos. This question of it being distinct Shavuos or distinct Maisim of Kedushin. So do you need that if you say the word Shavuos each time? Or if you could say Shavuos, Lezeh, V'Lezeh, 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 we say the word Shavuos going back onto each one separately. So Shimon says no. The Tana Kama over there says yes. So you see over here, we're going like a Shimon. You need the word Lezek Korban each time. Zuck the round. Back on the beginning of the Gemara, the round before. So Mantana, Demita Katani, Lezek Korban, Lezek Korban, Shechem Pesach, L'cholech V'Echod. Shimon said the word Lezek Korban. That's the case where you need a separate Pesach. What makes them distinct is because the word korban was said each time. But if he not said the word korban each time, whether he said a vav to connect them, or he said without a vav, which means shua lezeh, shua. He didn't say the word to get shua, but lezeh, lezeh, lezeh. We could take the word shua at the beginning, or the word korban at the beginning. Korban lezeh, lezeh, lezeh. That's how we parse the sentence. That's what we could have argued. We say no, but that's not true. Kol ha'avi, it's one big unit, and therefore there's din of hutter mikzalta hutter kuloi. Okay, so Mantana, who says that even without the vav, it's considered klala, unless you say lezek korban each time. Rav Shimon, the Amar Perak Shavuos, how we call it. He's talking about a case over there in Masechta Shavuos of Hoyit Gabi Hoyit Hey Tamer Musay. There's five people coming to make a claim against him. And he made a shua to each one that that's not so, and it turned out that he lied. Does he have to bring one korban for all of them? Because it's one shua, or is it separate shuas? And therefore he has a chi of korban in each one. Not to you. I don't know you. And he said the word shua one time. So Rav Shimon says, "Lo leminuchai b'kol echad be'echad." Hashem Yeshua, I'll call echad be'echad. Rav Shimon says that he's not going to be chayim separate kabbonis for each one for swearing falsely unless he said the word shua to each one. Holav haki. If he didn't say the word shua each time, bein bevav, bein beloy vav, kol ahavi. It's one unit. So there's only one shua. So similar over here, there'd only be one netter, and then once it's hutter miksos, so it's hutter kuloi. The Sosom on Tana Hacha Kibbutz say we have a Stamish like Rav Shimon over here. The Parakish Makadish Nami Sosom on Kibbutz say. But Masnisen over there, the case of the Mishnah, he's kachali b'tamar zu, he's kachali b'zu. Over there, it's Mekadosh one isha, but he's giving her separate dates each time, and the isha was each date was less than a pruta. So he meant to be one unit, so all the dates add up, and he gave her a pruta. If it meant to be distinct, separate ma'isim, so then he tried the Mekadosh her multiple times, each time with less than a pruta, and it doesn't work. So we have the same issue over there. That we say that if he didn't say he's kachali each time, we say it's one ma'aser kedushin because according to Rav Shimon it's all one thing. So over there that'll be a we'll say the kedushin will be chal. According to Rav Shimon, according to Rabbanan, it would not be so. Fine. Now, Va'afal Gav Zakdin Ra, the Perik Pikodin, Gav Yeshua, Lord Lachor, Ika Stamad Lachavasei, we have a Stam Mishnah, we have this Shuas, which says, not like him, that we say it's a Shua, it's a separate Shua to each person without saying the word Shua each time. So I have two Stam Mishnahs like Rav Shimon. I have one Stam Mishnah, not like Rav Shimon. So you might argue, Zok Duran, two against one. Zok Duran, no. Umali chad stoma, umali trey stomi. I don't see a difference between one and two. And therefore, we cannot use the rule of Stam Mishnah because there's a Stam Mishnah not like him, and two against one doesn't change anything. We have a Stam Mishnah and Shua is not like Rav Shimon. So why am I saying you're passing like Rav Shimon? Feel the hakim and the shaklu b'tara maroi aliva Rav Shimon. It's a good kedushin. Matina kavosei. The fact that the Gemara over there tries to work out, and there's an discussion amongst the maroi exactly what Rav Shimon's shita is. That's indicative of the fact that they felt that that was the halacha l'maisu. Okay, pasuk Rav Chanan over Ramban. Okay. So do more. Karem yayin shani toyim. Because it's ra lemayayim. And they tell them that miyushin is yafel lemayayim. So the more we take away the ain ra. So the point is not that miyushin is good for you. It's that it's not bad for you. So that's true that it's good for you, but that's irrelevant. The point is, he said, the only things which are also are things which are bad for you. This is not bad for you. Let it be neutral. So Mor says, Omer Rabba, V'oid Yafa Katani. It's saying, Enechanami, not only is it not bad for you, it's even good for you. So for sure it's not included. Enechanami, just being neutral would have been sufficient to take it out of the nether. Karen Botzel Sheni Toyim, Shabotzel is Ra Lalev. And they told him, Kufri is Yafa Lalev. So again, the type of Lalev, the Ein Ra. Omer Rabba, V'oid Yafa Katani.
Okay.
Okay, Zokt, the Ran is after that piece of Mishnah. So it's almost towards the end of the narrow line. Why does the Mishnah have to stress that Miyoshin was good for you? Even if it's not good for you, as long as it's not bad for you, put it in Miyoshin. Shrehu tola nidroi shayayin ra lemayayin. So something which is not ra, even if it's neutral, it's not included. First of all, it's not bad for you. So therefore, the netter is God. And furthermore, and obviously that is true in a scenario like this, where not only is it not bad for you, it's also good for you. Okay. Zat the Mishnah. Person of them bechwayd atzmoi u bechwayd banav. So we can be matter and netter based on the person coming to recognize that he has lessened his kavod by his actions. Or the covenant of his children. So in a scenario where he made a netter to make his wife Asa Bahanoa to the point where he would divorce his wife.
We're not worried about her covenant.
Are we not worried about her covenant? We're definitely worried about her covenant. The question is, he worried about her covenant? We're saying, if you would have realized that they're going to insult your wife when you divorce her, would you make the netter? He says, yeah. Obviously, that's not a Pesach. But he says, well, you realize they're going to insult you if they make it. He says, that's a Pesach. The point of it here is not whether she's the one in the world. But the question is, what's not the netter? Obviously, he didn't care about the covenant of the woman. Maybe he would care about the cover of the woman, but so Eli Yisadei Shlomach Armor Alacha Kachi Vesta Shaploni. That's the way the person does. This person does things. Megarshes Noshav. He divorces his wife. Val Benoisayach. You Armor Benoiskrushes Hain. Ma Ross Ima Shal Ela Diskarish, she didn't deserve to get divorced. It's all this guy, he has a bad temper, he's got problems. Like, that's what I'm gonna say about you. He says, but you realize when you made the netter, you had realized you're gonna say that? You see a day, she came, you see later.
But they're not sent. When it says Ma Ross on the Iman Sha'ilu Skarish, it's not suggesting there's something bad about the mother.
No, I think it's the other realm, saying that the point is it's covered of the person that what, she didn't deserve to. Okay, maybe you're right. It's saying obviously she did something wrong, so it's a bizoyan to the children. Okay, it's also possible.
So he's not regretting what he's saying about his wife, about the wife being divorced. Obviously, he's done with her. He's done with her. He's sticking up for the covenant of the kids.
Right.
He's realizing that they were
that they're going to be affected by it.
Yeah.
But the reason he's getting divorced. Is it because of the nether? That's why he's getting divorced.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's true. Then it's all too bad. Okay. Kadam shani noisi es plainis ka'ara. So he made another. I'm not going to marry this woman, this so and so, because she's karva. She's not pretty. The Rehino, she actually is pretty. Shakara, or she's dark. And Rehi Levana, Kitsara, Harei Aruka, she's too short, really, she's not so short. Mutterba. So, if he made the netter like that, so he's mutter because the netter was incorrect. Now, it's not the Mishnah. Lovinay Shehi Ka'ara, Manasis Noah. We're not talking about a scenario where she was Ka'ara and she changed. Ashkara Benasis Levana, Kisara Benasis Arucha. So that scenario, when he made the netter, it was true. So that would be Ka. We're talking about a case, El Shanetter, Tos. But rather, the case was that he made the netter based on a mistaken understanding. And once he realized that it's true, so the netter is not out.
So the netter that's based on a stated reason, when the reason changes, goes away.
Not changes. If it was a mistake to start with, that's what I should say.
Well, if it was a mistake to start with, then it's up to.
Well, that's what I should say. So that
if it changes, it's not. It sounds like what we're saying here, right? That he starts off with one statement, and it's a bit not true, and therefore it's a petah for the matter.
The Mishnah is saying, "Let me see Kahar and not in a scenario where she was Kahar and she changed." That is not a heter. Right, that's not a heter.
Right. So once the netter is established,
right,
even though the condition no longer exists, the netter has taken on a life of its own and continues.
Well, it depends. See that now you get involved in the Ishul Noilud. So if the person would anticipate the possibility of change normally, so then we could say that, had you realized it's going to change, would you have made the netter? That's a Pesach. This is the case over here that it's not even, you don't even need a Pesach, it's a netter toast.
Well, it seems like there's two cases here.
Well, the Mishnah goes in a case of netter toast. This is saying it's nothing. It's not. You don't need a Pesach. She netter toast. Netter toast means it has to be the time of the netter. There was a mistake. A change will not be a netter toast. A change might be a Pesach, depending whether it's an oil or not. So can women which are truly Kara become Noah? I don't know. So if they could, it's not an oil. So you might, if it's extraordinary, it'll be an oil. Okay. So my sebechet should know that we pass a Hanoya. They want him to marry his niece, his sister's daughter, and he did not want to marry her because she was not pleasant. So he made a netter, this way they couldn't pressure him to marry her. So they brought her to Rishmol. Rishmol brought her in and had her. He gave her to eat and gave her to drink and made her look pretty. Olar Rishmol bini mizuna darta. Is this the person you made an eder against? No. She looks pretty. I would marry her. I would never make an eder against such a person. He tiri Rishmol. So Rishmol was mat. So the Mor is going to grapple with the Chor. This is a case of a Kura which was not as Yafa. Okay, so that's the Mor says no. That's the that there's a scenario where really the woman intrinsically is Yafa just because of her circumstances of poverty, etc. She is not. So that's called an eder tos, as opposed to a woman who intrinsically is ka'ara, which later on they did the actions to change her. That's a different situation. So boys and shab bocher b'shmol v'omar benois yisom no sein elas hanius menavalta. So that really they are noya. But the poverty takes away their beauty. They said an elegy on Rabbi Shmuel. You should cry for the Melech Shaul. It's a similar idea. They use the same mushroom over here. Benos Yisrael, Rabbi Shmuel, Bechena. They should cry for Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel was the person who stood up for the needs of the women. Zok Duran, person lo other mekroid atzmi. Hamadur is ishta yachi gershena. He was mader ishta to the point that he divorced her. Person lo mekroid atzmi. So we use that as a Pesach. So what's the Kiddush of the Mishnah? Well, Chashinin, she is shakir metecha busha. I'm not afraid that he would lie and say, you know what? I do this anyway, even though they call me every single name in the book. Right? So maybe he would, but he's not going to say that because that presents him as a real low life. Listen, no, we're not worried about the possibility. If truly he would have made the netter anyway, he'll say he would have made the netter anyway. When he says that he would not have made the netter, we believe him. Not a situation where it became Noah. It's not like a case where a person made a Tanai. So even if it changed later on, means the Tanai was not fulfilled. So that should be a change from Ka'ara to Noah, a true Ka'ara to Noah. That's quite extraordinary. That's an Erlud. So Neder Tos, Renosar Hetrich. In the case of someone who has an inner toes, and therefore you don't need a heter b'chalal. So the Gemara, Maisa Lister. The Mishnah says that you can't change her as a valid way to be matzer, and the Shmuel changed her. So it's mamash, the Maisa is being soiser than the din of the Mishnah. Worse is no. There's another step in the Mishnah, which the Mishnah did not say explicitly. And this is what it should say. Rishmol Oimer, Filo Ka'ara Manas is Noah, even in a situation where she was Ka'ara and she became Noah, or Shkar Manas is Lavana, Tzor Manas is Arucha, you could be Matar. Why? So he felt that you could be matur based on that case.
I don't get the question. I thought the Mishnah itself said that Rabbi Shmuel is explaining that she really was beautiful all along.
Correct. But the Maisa, if I just read the first case of the Mishnah of a Ka'ura of a Nasis Noya, that's what happened. She was Ka'ura at that point in time. She did present as being not beautiful, and then they made her beautiful afterwards.
She was not beautiful then.
But I thought his point was she really is bad, so she is beautiful.
You know, but she wasn't then.
And that was like just the coverage. It's like having, you know, dirt on your face, you know.
So. That's you could say when he fixed her up, so I'm dead.
Okay. So it's interesting to see the Ran and the Rush over here. Take a look at, you know, let's see the Rush first. It's the bottom line of the Rush. The Kesavar, the fact that you can beautify her is indicative of the fact that she really wasn't Kara to start with. Like, that's where we learned in the Mishnah.
That she wasn't to start with.
She was not.
Right.
That's the Morris Teretz. That's where the Rush lives. The Ram does not learn like that. Maisa Lissa is up the Ram. So, hey, maybe Maisa Lissa, the word of, how can you bring a Maisa which is going against what you just said? The Mikora Tani, the Kara Nasas Noah Osir. Basaki Tani, Maisa, she tira Rishmo. Rishmo was Matarit. So, Masabaki Tani. So, I feel Kara Nasas Noah works according to Rishmo. Why? Surely the Paiskam and Island? Velvanami Ubda, and he did a halachalam isim like that case. If you look, he's a Duran, look, Kamel, Kabasel, Krabon, and the Shara, Benim says Noah. So the Machos to the Rosh on the Ram. The Ram learns that Rishmol's thing can be true according to Rabbanan as well. Because this is not a case of a Noilud. This is a case of saying intrinsically this is what she was. Whereas the Ran is learning, no, that this, but that you could take somebody who looks Kara and change her into being Noah, even though intrinsically it was there, but that itself is still a Noilud. The process is an extraordinary process. It's not to be expected that it's going to happen. So that remains a case of Noilud. So only Karnu Bishmal, who's Pesach Ben Noilud, would that be. So it means even though that somebody you could be Miyapa means that they really weren't Ka'ara, but on a practical level they were. And the ability to change them is an Oilud. So it still gets involved in the Sugya of an Oilud.
I guess the point is that maybe it's a Nola that since they're all intrinsically beautiful, the Nola is not sort of a far-fetched Nola.
Okay, that could be. But the Chum still say it goes into the world of Norland, so it's not acceptable.
So has the Rush understand the question? In other words, you know, that they might solicitor according to the Rush.
Because, well, that's the worst of Mekadosh and the Teretz, that the Tanakhama did not seem to differentiate between these cases. Comes to Shmuel says, no, there's a difference between the cases, and there's a Maisa like to support that. But until we get to that case, we have no indication. The Tanakhama just said, any case where you're changing her, it's not a good Pesach, or not a good case of Neder Tos. That's across the board statement. So you don't bring a Maisa until you bring a Din, that is a Chilek in Halacha. That's what the Gemara is saying. Zok the Gemara. Okay. Tana. Shane to Sevis Hayasullah. So one of her teeth had fallen out. A common problem from poverty. And they put a false tooth in. So they took another person's tooth, they stuck it in. So that itself was not pretty.
Can you do that? Can you take a real tooth from a dead person?
So Vosler Mishmol Shein Shalzov Mishaloi, he paid for the putting in a Shein Shalzov, that was considered pretty. Kishachiv Rabbi Shmuel Pasach Alei Ha'usabdono Hachi. Rabbi Shmuel died, so one of the Maspidim said the following: B'nois Yisrael Rabbi Shmuel Bechenu. B'nois Yisrael Rabbi Shmuel, you should cry. Hamal Bishken, because he's giving you to clothing, etc. So he said, you can't have any more from me until you take this food and give it to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon to taste. We would assume the background to the story was he did not like her cooking. He says, go show to the rabbi what I have to live through, and then we'll be in the hand of each other. Okay. Yehuda toy. So Yehuda ate Amr Kalbachar Malas Shalom Ben Ishta Ishta Amr Tera Shmi Shenitta BeKedusha Yimocha Alamayim Hamarim B'Sofik Sivani Alachas Kama BeKama. So the Baruch was willing to allow his name to be erased, to put Shalom between the husband and wife in a situation of a possibility that she was not Mazana and they're mutter to be together. So over here, where she didn't do anything wrong, I for sure should lower my covet and taste him this food. Okay. Rav Shimon lo toy. Rav Shimon he didn't taste. So he said, Omar. The lack of derech eretz that the husband is saying that you should go tell the rabbi to taste what he has, that's not the function of the Talmud Chacham. Elamai, what? The woman stuck with this husband like this, so let him die, so she'll be an almana. Okay?
But it says that my husband. Oh, good morning, Rabbi Tamer.
I think the way the round learns, it means the children will be bnei almana. So it's not yamusu that they should die, the bnei almana, but yamusu he should die, and they will be bnei almana. And even if eventually they grow up and die also, but. This whole thing, you know, is we're setting a precedent that people will make these crazy nadorim and expect us to get them out of it. So the Mara brings a few other cases like that, which we'll see tomorrow.